put out a bunch of different hidurim, what to use for Chanukah, for Ner Chanukah. Very interesting things. I have the whole page that he sent out. So one of the things he said is they should be makbit to buy Shemen Zayis Me'eretz Yisrael. Israeli olive oil. It's always available. You can find in America a lot of Israeli olive oil. You should buy olive oil from Eretz Yisrael. His reason was because Zechel HaNes. The Nes was we use Shemen Zayis, Zechel HaNes. And Lamaisa, the Gemara Menachos brings down the whole sugya of that they use Dafka Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Sechem. So Lamaisa, the Shemen Zayis that they used in the Migdosh, that was Eretz Yisrael, the Shemen Zayis. And since we're using olive oil, Zechel HaNes, so it should be, Lamaisa, he said, where he lives, he has 8 children, 8 madlikim, 8 boys. So there's 9 menorahs in the house. And where he lives, it costs double. It costs double, so that's expensive. It's like a whole, you know, it's an expense. And he's not a wealthy person. He can afford it. It's not like it's prohibitive. He could pay for it. But it's not zaloba kalut. So he told his wife. His wife was the one who, you know, woman, take it the way it says. His wife said, okay, so we're getting Israeli olive oil. The rabbi said, there's a mila. So he said, I don't hear it. So he asked the rabbi, and the rabbi reiterated this reason. And he told the rabbi, a good taina. He said, Zechel HaNes is only on the tzura of the Nes. The tzura of the miracle. So that's a davar chitzoni, like we say in Hebrew. That's an external thing, something you could see. Chanukah is pesumin, he said. So it should be visually, it should look be similar to the Nes. Oil, wicks. He remembered a shiur that I gave. I had a lot of nachas. When people remember shiurim, I have a lot of nachas because this is a long time ago. And he remembered I gave a shiur on electric lights. And by electric lights, I held that it's a big shiler, but Daniel's not going to like this, that you're not yoitzer with electric lights. Even with the wire. Even with the filament. Not the LED. LED for sure not. I'm not talking about LED. LED is only a shiler maybe near Shabbos. Because there the ikir is all. And there it's possible that you could be yoitzer with a non-ish light. Right? Tzoyal tassel hateva. Here, right, if it wouldn't be a wire that gets hot and red, there's no shiloh, you're not yaitse. I don't think anybody holds that you're yaitse with an LED light. I don't think any orthodox, I shouldn't say anybody, because I'm sure there's a conservative rabbi, but I don't think any orthodox rabbi would say that you're yaitse if there's no Asian there at all. But assuming you have a light, a regular light bulb, that is esh. Because what happens is that wire in the bulb is not magic that it turns red, and it's not like LED with a chemical. It's not that. It's mamish, a wire that gets hot, 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 and turns, it's red hot. Yeah. It's red hot. And that's why Chaim Moshe held its Eish. Chaim Moshe used to make Moreh Eish, Lefal same. That is, it's real fire, right? It's Eish. So, and we know, Baruch Hashem, as the Doris went on, we learned about electricity. And we know that what Chaim Moshe said then is Emes Lamita, meaning, scientifically speaking, the Mutzel Mayesh brought down a tshuva, a peldic tshuva. He said, I don't know, this does not Eish. And he was a big goyin. He says, I went into a house, this is right after they had electricity. It's just starting. He said, I saw a nest. Mishu, Asam Mashu, pushed a button. Vinismale kol abayis kulo yoyro. He's bewildered by it. Mamish a nest. He says, not only that, it keeps on burning. He says, Areze kasne shol Moshe Rabbeinu. Hasne boyer baish, fasne inen ucho. This is not, but today we know that's not a miracle. It's not the sneh of Moshe Rabbeinu. The bulb has no oxygen. The bulb has no oxygen. It doesn't allow it to burn up. That's why it doesn't just burn out. If you'd make one hole in that bulb, done. Finito. Okay? So it's not a ness. So LMI, so why am I saying that I... So Shlomo Zalman, other Achronim talk about the shy lift, there's enough... there's no shemen, there's no shear. By the way, I hold that's a weak time. That doesn't bother me. That there's no shear, that's new electricity constantly coming in. It's funny, that does not bother me. Of course, they came with a simple answer for that. Use a battery. No, use a battery. A flashlight. If Daniel likes flashlights, use a flashlight.
But timer will not be good enough?
What?
Timer that will limit it will not be good enough?
No, not enough, meaning it still needs constant. There's no shear. But if you have a battery, oh, so there were many used to say, use a battery-powered flashlight. That was the answer. The shear doesn't even bother me at all. I'll tell you why the shear doesn't bother me. Because the Achronim ask a kasha. It says that you're not yoytze psil shmonu shamu chacham madlikim ben b'shabbos. One opinion says ain madlikim ben b'chanek. The other opinion says madlikim ben b'chanek. If you hold that kofsa in zokoklo, and also l'shtamish lohev, the way we hold, then psil shmonu shamu chacham ain madlikim ben, is yeh madlikim ben b'chanek. Right? It's only if you hold mutul l'shtamish lohev, kofsa in zokoklo, kofsa zokoklo. One of those oils is Shemen Sreifa. Right? So they ask a kasha, Shari Ephraim ask a kasha. How he eats it? There's no shear. You're not yaitse with a lulav when it's Oymid L'Sreifa because it's Oymid L'Sreifa. So why don't we say the oil, good kasha, no? As I frak the Shari Ephraim. How do we answer that question? I hold this a simple answer. I think it's simple. The answer is like this. There's two kinds of shiurim. There's a shiur in Chefza, and there's something called a shiur in Zman. Shiur in Chefza means I need a lulav that's dalet tfachim. The lulav has to be four tfachim tall. Right? Now, it has to be one lulav that's four tfachim tall. Now, if it's oymid l'sreifa, if it's supposed to be burnt, it's like it's already broken up. It doesn't have a cheshivas of a whole thing. So we look at it like you're holding a bunch of pieces. Some Rishonim actually say it that way. It's as though it's already in pieces. It doesn't have a cheshivas of a dovishol. That's the concept of oymid l'sreif kisorovdom. By Hanukkah, there's no sheer oil. There's a sheer zman. How long it has to be burning? Depends on the wick. It depends on the type of oil. Depends on if it's very windy. One room you could need a candle this tall, and one room that tall. If you take a candle that's a half hour candle, and you put it next to a window where it's windy, and over there it's only going to go 15 minutes. It's no good. It's half hour candle. Yeah, but over here. It's not a din in the candle. It's a din in the hadlakeh. So memela, we don't care if the oil is one big oil or not. I'm lighting a candle that could burn for a half hour. Gamalnu. So I don't have a problem with the electric. L'maisa, I make hadlakeh, it's going to last for a half hour. Done. Gamalnu. That's why the shear never bothered me. There are halak yidin that were bothered. I'm not telling you nobody holds it's a problem. Adarab, I'm telling you some hold yeah. I'm explaining to you why by me that's not a problem. By me that problem doesn't bother me. How long it's, how much oil is in there, it doesn't bother me. Because that's not, the shear is not oil. It's the shear not look. So what bothers me by electric bulb? Why do I think that by electric bulb you can't be yaitzen? There was only one time I ever let somebody make a brach on electric. No, once, ever. Otherwise, I never. It was Pikuach Nefesh. What was Pikuach Nefesh? I had a very choshev yid who davens by me. Sometime, and he doesn't live right near. He lives here actually on Grandview. His name is Dr. Michel, Dr. Michael Michel. Very choshev yid. It's Tam Chacham. He loves to learn. He comes to. It's a wonderful person. He's a cardiologist. So he is father-in-law. His father was also a choshev yid. Rabbi Michel used to be the rabbi and principal in Ashar. His father-in-law was a Yerpeish, a choshev yid. I think he learned by Rabbi Chanan, if I'm not mistaken, but a choshev yid. And he was very sick. He was in the hospital. He was already very, very sick. And it was Hanukkah. And he asked me, the only thing he could light in the hospital was an electric Hanukkah menorah. So I said, okay, so you should light it. I said, but without a bracha. He said, I'm telling you, Rabbi Rudinsky, my shver, if I tell him to light, he's a lamp. If I tell him to light without a bracha, he's going to say in his mind, so it's not a menorah. If Rabbi Rudinsky paskin, I can't make a bracha, that means it's not a real bracha. So, and he's a matzah where it's going to be shoved aite. His mom is going to, mom is herself going to pick up. So I said, okay, oy bazoi, I was going to first tell maybe Beloshin Arami, there were places can hold you can make a bracha on it. There were those who held you can make. What? They're anonymous. Without a bracha. Without a bracha, that's all I'm saying. Now, why do I hold that it's not, you're not yoytze? I'll tell you why I hold you're not yoytze. Because it's not a ner. It's not a ner. Chanukah, the halacha is you need a ner, you need a hadlaka. It's not mavir. Motzei Shabbos, you need esh. You need the light of esh. That's all you need. You don't need a maisa hadlaka. The bulb, because it has no oxygen, it doesn't have a flame. It doesn't have a shalheves. So it's bechlal not dumya dines. It's not like you don't have shemen zayis. The whole adlok is not there. Elamai, you're telling me, yeah, but there's a eish. Say nechanami. Lama tes melachas on Shabbos? Eish. I'm maskim. Mo'ere eish matzah Shabbos? Maskim. But Hadlokah is not Hanukkah, no. So that's why I feel that an electric menorah does not cut it. Now again, I only use it where it's impossible to get a regular menorah. So then I tell them to use it. I've had it. That's better than nothing, for sure. First of all, a lot of electric menorahs today are not even, they're just the LED bulbs. Stamazay. So once somebody never has to rely on this, they should at least get a the right kind of bulbs. They should be makbid on. What? Good. It has to be. Okay. So how do we get into the lecture? I don't even know how we got the lecture. But anyway, because I was telling you, do me the ness. So there is a, this Talmud of mine remembered this shiur that I gave on electric, and he remembered that I said that the do me the ness is the tzura. In the tzura of the ness. Right? So l'chayra, if that's the case, loy shemana v'loy reinu, there should be a mila in the shemen zayis of Eretz Yisrael, because that's how the, that's bechlal not nikir in the hadlok of bechlal. It's like a zayti gezach. So man lema. So maybe my Talmud is right.
But why shemen zayis all together? Maybe a different shemen also? It's not enough.
Maybe. Perfect. Reb Shai is saying very good. Who wants to get a Dibris Moshe on Masech HaShabbos? Not an Igris Moshe. A Dibris Moshe. Because L'chayr Lufi, also Miri. A Miri in Shabbos. A Dibris Moshe in Shabbos and a Miri in Shabbos. The Miri in Masech HaShabbos is Mashma, Take, and Reb Moshe says like this L'maisa, that it could be there's no din of Shemen Zayis altogether. Shemen Zayis, if you look in the Gemara, doesn't say clear it's al zeichel ones at all, because it burns well. So it burns well, yashakech. Because it burns well, that's the reason. If you look here in the Meiri in Masechta Shabbos on the sugi and Daf Chof Aleph, so the Meiri Takasim brings down this idea. Mamish at the beginning of the Hanukkah sugya. And Imamish says klar. Here we go. Mima shekosavnu lomadnu shenegois mutorois luner Hanukkah. Yeah, you could use candles. You don't need oil. You could use candles. Says the Meiri, Mikol Mokoyim, Noi mitzvah, Lasois b'shemen. Oil. Not zayis. Oil. Acha shehaneis hoyo b'shemen. Because it was, the neis was with oil. The reason when the Gemara, the way he's learning is kol hashmonim yofin l'ner, it means better than candles. Shemen zayis has a mile that it burns well. So according to the Meiri, shemen has a mile of dumya d'nes, shemen zayis has a mile that burns well. It's not shemen zayis dumya d'nes. By the way, the Levush says not like this. The Levush Taka says Shemen Zayis Dum Yudines.
If we'll come with the Shemen that is better than Shemen Zayis this day, so according to Meiri, it would be better to light with the Shemen?
Yes. Because the Meiri holds the whole Mila, that's how he brings it, the whole Mila of Shemen Zayis, this is the only Mila. Now, if you look in Igros Meisha, he's Madaik that the Mishabura holds this way as well. That the Mishabura holds that the whole mile of oil is only this mile. Oh, here it is. Simen Chavov. Zogt Rav Moshe. Neger shel shaiva. He brings down the Meiri. Neir shel shaiva muter. Mikol mokoyim the mitzvah lasis b'shemen. Achal shanei zoyah b'shemen. Harei meduyik. Teyesh maile lahadlik b'shemen. Veloi b'shaiva. Mishum shanei zoyah b'shemen. Avaloi kosav shemadlikin dafke b'shemen zayis. Mishum shebebeis hamigdo shedliku b'shemen zayis. Says Rav Moshe that the Meiri is not saying that has anything to do with that. And then he says, look in the Ramah, v'hochi meduyik gam b'mishtebrure, t'arei Ramah b'simitof ha-shayin kosav, the ain shemen zayis min ha-mufcho, that even though shemen zayis min ha-mufcho, he says, mitzvah b'shmonim sh'oiron zoch, sh'noya gimdin z'elu l'hadu b'nei v'shol shavah, ki hu oiron solu. Because that's nice. Now if you look, in the Meiri Taka, the Magia on the bottom Taka says that from the Ramah is Mashma, that you don't even need candles. There's no even mile of Zeichel and Nes out oil. Because the Ramah says, he says, V'ayin b'Ramah tofrei shayin zayin shekosav, v'no egem nin zeilu, l'alik b'ner shel shayve, ki oron solul k'moy shemen. Zok te mishibure, mikomokoyim, mitzvah b'shal shemen, d'al yidei ha-shemen, nas ha-nes. Does it does. So, Rav Moshe Grad is bothered with that the Mishabura in the Shara Tzion is mitzayin on this halach and tofresh ayin zayin, the Mari Broina, and the Mari Broina does say shemen zayis, al zeichel ha-nes. So Rav Moshe is bothered talking, but he's medayik that the Mishabura taka holds lav dafke oil, lav dafka olive oil, and the Mari Broina that the Mishabur brings down is gradually talking about oil. If you look in the Tshuvas Mari Broina, he says Mefurish. He says there's a Maile b'shemen zayis sheboy hoyo anes. So Rav Moshe's, but Lamaiser Rav Moshe's medayik that the Mishabur goes like the Meiri. His only ha'ora on the Mishabur is that the Mishabur is Mitzayin, the Mokor, the Mari Broina, and the Mari Broina, if the Mishabura would have used the Meiri, so no problem. But since the Shara Tzion quotes the Mari Broina, The Mari Broina Taka says Shemen Zay is Eichel Nes, like the Lavush. The Lavush by us, Taka says, if you look in the Lavush, he Taka says Mefurish. He says that there's a Hidro B'Shemen Zay is Mishum Shedoy Melu Mikdosh. As I talked to him. The Eli Rab also says, Eli Rab says, my love Shemen Zay is Eichel Nes, even if it's expensive. So Bekitza, the Hagdoma to this Shaila is, that first you have to know Bechlau, if there's a mila in the oil, bechlau, what type of oil? Right? Like, my Rebbetzin used to light Shabbos, she had this special kind of clear oil. You know what I'm talking about? That clear, it's not olive oil. What? It's actually like a poison. You have to keep it away from kids. It burns mamish, it's unbelievable. It's mamish, it's... Because l'maisa, beinenu, olive oil doesn't burn as well as wax candles. L'maisa. With all the tricks, with the floating wicks, with this kind of, everybody has their own kunsim. There's nothing like a wax candle. A nice, long wax candle burns the nicest. But Lamaise, according to these Rishonim, the Eli Rabba says you should use Shemen Zayas al Tumi Dines, and he says, Afilu hu b'yoyka. So, this is really the introduction to the Shaila. We'll come to Maskana tomorrow. The introduction to the Shaila is that this whole Shaila is only a Shaila if there's a din of Shemen Zayis al Zeichel Anes, then you could clear, maybe it's even a mitzvah of Shemen Zayis of Eretz Yisrael. But I just want to give you food for thought. There may be a whole different reason why there's a mila to use Shemen Zayis of Eretz Yisrael. Besides for the Ruchnius, which we'll talk about tomorrow, Paris Eretz Yisrael, all the unbelievable things about Paris Eretz Yisrael. Besides for that, very simple. The Gemara Paskins and Brachas, that you should use a bread from the Erev, for Lecha Mishnah. Because Hoyel Visavi Bochodo Mitzvah, Leve Bo Mitzvah Achid. Once you do one mitzvah, you should do another mitzvah. I'll tell you a bigger chiddush, the Velt doesn't know this, but there's a Ritva. The Ritva says in Mesech HaShabbos, that when a person is having Lecha Mishnah, Lekatchila, you should always use one of the breads that you already used for Lecha Mishnah. That means Friday night you have two challahs, right? Now again, the Goyen holds you cut both, but assuming you don't cut both Lecha Mishnah. Tomorrow morning, you should use one of those breads, Shabbos morning, that was the Lecha Mishnah for Friday night. You understand? Shalosh Shudas, you should use one of those. The Ritva says you should use, because once you did Hayu V'davo Chodah Mitzvah, Levi Bo Mitzvah Chita. Right? So the fruit of Eretz Yisrael have a mitzvah of Trumus Maisos. So you did a mitzvah with it. That's a whole new, I'm just giving you another food for thought. Maybe there's a different reason. Maybe there's another maila. Hoyel v'savid b'chodam mitzvah. And I'm not dreaming. There are some achronim well that you should use Paris of Eretz Yisrael for mitzvahs. As this reason. There was a big tumult about Eschoyge. Eschoyge Eretz Yisrael. Forget Eschoyge Shvius had a bunch of issues. Talking about the whole all years. There was some achronim well that it's better to use Paris Esrog from Eretz Yisrael even if it's less beautiful than an Esrog from Morocco. Als Hoyel Vesavid Bochodah Mitzvah. Unbelievable. That's a big Kiddush. That's a very big Kiddush. The Hoyel Vesavid Bochodah Mitzvah. Levit Bo Mitzvah Achrit. But anyway, but the first thing is we'll see if this is Eichel Nes, then we'll work our way from there. Okay. Hulo Nimtza, Rav Daniel. Ata Yechol Lishloch Lo Yot HaTelefon, Ani Agid Lo Ata HaSipur, Zalo. You know how many people have asked